Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite.
Hey, Will, congratulations.
Thank you.
What type of player are the Bears getting in you?
They're getting a player who has a constant motor, who's going to come to work every day, who knows the game of football, who gets in the film room, and is just going to do what he's told to do.
Will, what has your night been like? Did you think you might have a chance to go a little earlier, and was it nerve-wracking while you waited?
Yeah, it was a little nerve-wracking. I was hoping, you know, I'd get taken in the second round, but, you know, everything happens for a reason, so I'm just blessed to get my name called, and the waiting period is over, and I can't wait to get out to Chicago.
Will, obviously a lot of talk about your weight. Where are you at right now? What weight are you at, and where do the Bears want you at?
I'm at 290 right now, and I think this is where they want me at 290, but if they, you know, I can always get down another 5 or 10 pounds if they want me to.
Will, can you tell us a little bit more about the differences in your weight between your senior and junior seasons and what impact you think that had on your play?
You know, I felt it hurt me a little, but, you know, I was just getting information back saying, you know, he's too small for the NFL, and I was just listening. They said it was bad, so, you know, I've been working to getting the weight off, and I'm back down to what I was my junior season and just ready to prove to everybody that, to show what type of football player I really am.
Will, when you had the breakthrough in 2012, what do you attribute for the success you had that season?
Can you say that again?
When you had your breakout season as a junior in 2012, what allowed you to sort of emerge that year and have the production you had?
You know, man, just hard work. I've just been, you know, going into my fourth year there, and it's just hard work, and I think, you know, just, you know, a lot of things, new coaching staff, mindset changing, you know, really getting serious, really, really thinking that I can go play at the next level and I have to perform.
Will, when you saw the Bears draft another D tackle earlier today, did you figure that you were off the list?
Yeah.
What was it like? Did they call you? Or were you surprised? Walk me through that.
When the Eagle from LSU got drafted, you know, I was like, man, looks like I'm not gonna be a Bear. But you know, they went in, they got me in the third round. So I bet they think that, you know, us two could make a good tandem together. You know, if he plays nose, I play 3-tech, or vice versa. You know, wherever they want us to play, I feel like us two can come in and, you know, really do some damage.
Will, what do you feel is the best position for you? Are you more suited to play the 3-technique?
Yes, I am.
Why is that?
Because I think that's just what I can excel at. You know, I'm not really the big physical type of D-lineman like people want to play that nose position, but I am a physical guy, but my strength is that pass, getting that one-on-one pass rush and penetrating on the run.
During the pre-draft process, what made an impression on you when you had contact with the Bears and had a chance to visit with them?
Just because I'm a Bears fan, so, you know, I've been watching them for the longest, and seeing how their season went last year, really struggling at the defensive line spot, I knew I had a big chance to go to one of my favorite teams.
Will, what was your playing weight as a junior and as a senior?
My senior year was 320.
What about junior year?
285.
Will, did you get a chance to meet Paul Pasqualoni, and what did you think of some of the Bears staff?
Everybody there is great, and I love what they got going, for them now, and I'm just glad to be a part of what they're trying to do, and just being a part of Bears history. There's just so much history in that program.
When did you become a Bears fan, and how did you become a Bears fan?
I became a Bears fan, back when I was little. I have family who lives in Chicago, and they're just always... They've always, you know, brought me jerseys, hats, everything back, and it just grew on me.
Well, which family members, what relation to you are the people that live here?
My cousins on my dad's side.
Well, what's your response when perhaps you may hear, you know, analysts say that you have a motor that maybe runs hot and cold? How do you react when you hear something like that?
You know, just got to go out there and prove them wrong, you know? That's what happened to me going into my senior year. I let that get to me, and, you know, I can't let that get to me anymore, you know? I got to just go out there and stay true to who I am and listen to the people who really have a say-so in what I do, like my coaching staff and my parents.